commentary. Heard each morning before the 7:30 news on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU. Here's Chris Conley.
Governor Walker's response to the John Doe emails that were released last week has been this: it's old news. The governor says the media fails to point out that the allegations are 2 years old and that two judges have sided against prosecutors in the case. Now, the governor is swimming into the strong current of media bias. Most news stories on the subject have led with the allegations by prosecutors and only mention further down in the story that, by the way, the most recent court ruling on the matter was to shut the case down. Scanning most headlines, uninformed people would be misled into thinking the allegations are new, and they aren't, or that the investigation is active, and it isn't. But Walker has not addressed the actual substance of the emails, and he should. The email to Carr Rove says, quoting here, "Bottom line, RJ helps keep in place a team that's been wildly successful in Wisconsin. We are running 9 recall elections, and it will be like 9 congressional markets in every market in the state." I'm unclear what 9 means. My first thought was that Walker was referring to the number of state senators facing recall. The 10th would have been State Senator Dan Capanke, who the GOP was distancing themselves because of secret tape recordings that made that race toxic. He was one of 2 Republican senators who were recalled. If Walker was referring to state Senate races, the conversation and the email and the coordination with Carl Rove is completely legal. The governor is not allowed to coordinate with outside political action groups in his race. He's free to do anything he wants in the others. Others think that 9 refers to media markets. I'm not sure about that. Wisconsin has 5, not 9, TV markets. And if Walker was referring to the state's largest cities, he'd be leaving out La Crosse, Sheboygan, and central Wisconsin if 9 was the number he was using. The other point the governor isn't making but should be is that the special interest groups that he's accused of coordinating with did not run direct advocacy ads. They ran issue ads, the kind that are exempt from the coordination rules. It was on those grounds that Judge Rudolph ran to shut down the case, and it's a point that prosecutors have conceded in their earlier court filings. If you recall, an ad that says, "The economy is getting better because of Scott Walker's policies," that's an issue ad, the issue being the economy, and it's exempt. An ad that says, "Vote for Scott Walker in next Tuesday's recall," is direct advocacy, that's not exempt. All of the political groups named in the prosecution's filings were meticulous not to use the phrase "vote for." Still, last week's email dump is problematic for Scott Walker. Having to fight lies and distortions with the truth usually is.